Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me, no possibilities of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled.
That's Ann Wilson bringing this back.
Said, no.
That's
no,
Sister Nancy
no,
on guitar
no,
in the background.
No, child.
See the dog. That's Heart, the group Heart, one of my favorites. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Joan Pride and Judith Glazer are here. Dr. Judith Glazer, the author of The DNA of Leadership and 42 Rules for Creating We, one of the great thinkers of our time. And she's here to talk about her breast cancer story. As you know, this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is our Breast Cancer Awareness Show. Both of these ladies have had breast cancer and are survivors. Joan Pride is one of the smartest people I know. She's was formerly with Kipler and now with the U.S. government, and spent many, many, many weeks and months and years with me sharing her ideas and reporting. One of the great reporters that I've ever known. Joan, thanks again for being here. Judith, thank you for your courage, too. Joan, talk to us a little bit about your the subsequent years since you had breast cancer. How's it gone for you?
Well, it's thankfully it's gone very well. The thing about breast cancer is that they say most cancers, once you've gotten out 5 years, that you're considered quote unquote cured. But breast cancer is kind of sneaky and tricky. It can come back many years later. So it's just the kind of thing where you have to live with that. I just kind of try to put it out of my mind. I think in this case, maybe denial is helpful. You can't ignore signs that you see, but you're
continuing to check yourself and get regular exams and everything.
Well, that's exactly, yes. Got regular exams and regular mammograms, because you do have to keep checking and making, because if it does come back, there are so many new treatments and protocols and things that a recurrence can be treated.
Right, and you had chemo and radiation, didn't you?
Right, because my cancer slipped into one lymph node, and because of that one lymph node, the protocol was for me to have chemo, and then there was also radiation on the breast.
Judy, you had a similar situation early on in your 2001 treatments, but then you have news for us, don't you?
Yeah, so it turns out that this year was a heavy-duty cancer year for us. My sister last year got diagnosed with breast cancer and had a lumpectomy. But my daughter went in November of this past year, and she discovered tiny, tiny, minuscule cancer cells that were, it was like precancer, and they were calcifications. And my daughter, knowing my family history, which is very steeped in cancer, my mother had 7 different types of cancer, and all my cousins and relatives and so forth. But anyway, my daughter decided to have a double mastectomy.
Mm. How old is she?
And she's 43.
She has a baby.
And she has two kids.
Two kids, that's right.
And anyway, it was an amazing thing and the doctor took everything off for her, completely, nipples and everything. And so I worked through that with her, and I started to think about it. God, I haven't had a mammogram in a while, and I felt my breast, and I felt a lump.
Oh, my.
And so in July, I went in, and the doctor checked it. I went back to the same doctors, and they said, you have another occurrence, but it's not a reoccurrence in the same spot. It's a different spot. And when they did the biopsy, it was a different type of cancer.
On the same side?
Same side. Same side.
So you've had unilateral. Wow. You haven't had anything bilateral.
No. But the choice that I made was to go for a double mastectomy. In fact, they said, this is your only choice. What concerned me is that I had gone for radiation and chemo, just like you did. And I said to the doctor, why did it come back? And she said, it's a different type, and so you can't control that occurrence. You could only control the same type of cancer. So I went through the double mastectomy. I just had my last operation, hopefully the last one, last week, and I'm back in gear again. But my concern was, the doctor said, you need chemo again. and I said, I don't understand. If the first time chemo is supposed to remove cancer forever, especially in the same breast, I said, why would I want to take chemo again and go through the same process? So that was a big...
What did she do?
She said, the choice is yours. She said, my job is to recommend chemo because we know that it gives 100%, remission. And I said...
Of that one.
But I said, because of what you said and what I've learned, I said, truthfully, chemo's hard on people. I don't know, Joan, if you had that, but it was hard for me. And I said, I would rather live a shorter life without chemo than a longer life with chemo. Mm. I had chemo brain. I had 10 years of recovering from it. And so after 2 months, the doctor and I had many talks about it, and she said, you know what? She said, I am honoring your request.
But you you wouldn't have made that same decision at 43, would you?
No, I would not have, because they suggested it might have been in my bones. It was aggressive cancer. This was aggressive cancer.
Because you're a grandmother. We're not going to talk any years in here, but you're a grandmother. You've lived a good life. You've got a daughter and grandchildren.
And this is
a different decision, isn't it, than it would be for, say, your daughter.
That's right. Exactly.
Joan, comments? Thoughts?
Oh, I totally understand where Judy's coming from. Back when I had my chemo, I was 39 years old, and they wanted to hit me hard. But they don't know everything about chemo. They can't tell you 100%, if it's useful or not. There might not have been any other cancer cells in my body anywhere, but just to make sure there weren't, they had to hit me really hard.
Right.
But Judy is 100% right that chemo is very hard on a person, although they do have great anti-nausea drugs now, so people shouldn't be frightened of chemo, but it still takes a toll on your body. So it's a very personal decision that each person has to make.
The amazing thing, though, is the quest for life.
Mm.
You know,
yes.
You're,
and quality of life.
Never mind. Yeah, that's exactly right. Judy, thank you for the courage. Thank you for sharing that story with us. We admire your courage and always have. Both of these ladies and gentlemen, I admire them contributing, continuing to contribute. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.